Sisters are here.
I'm Anita Joyce from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
I'm Yvonne from Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home. We have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
What we've learned about decorating from being decorating bloggers. So we've been doing this for a long time, right? Kelly, how long have you been blogging about interior decorating?
I'm just starting my fourth year. So 3 full years talking about decorating and gardening at My Soulful Home.
Okay. And then Yvonne, you've been doing this longer than both of us. How long have you been doing blogging?
I've been doing this for 7 years.
And
wow.
And I have learned a lot about decorating in those 7 years. A lot by trial and error.
For me, this is year number 6. Mm-hmm. And I know from listening to John Lee Dumas about podcasting, he said he's really learned so much from doing it every day. And I think that it's the same for us. I mean, blogging about interior design, interior decorating every day, I feel like we've learned a ton from that. I mean, what do you all feel like?
Absolutely.
When you look back at your first photos or what you thought was fabulous, it may have even looked good in the room, but maybe it didn't look good in the photo, or you couldn't convey it on your blog properly. So we've learned how to style, photography skills, lighting issues, and what I think is great is that even if you didn't have a blog, and even if I stopped blogging, I would have become such a better decorator for the time I had working on my blog. So you don't have to be a blogger to benefit from what we're going to talk about today. In fact, any of these tips can be used by a home decorator to improve their decorating skills. It's just things that you may not have even thought about because you weren't taking a picture or you weren't trying to convey it to readers in, you know, on the internet.
You are so right. I remember I've kept up all my old posts that have terrible, terrible pictures. But I remember in particular, I did this one post about baked oatmeal because it's one of my daughter's favorite things to eat. And I started my blog because I really did it for her. And I thought it was so beautifully styled. I did it in a Pyrex pan, kept the pan on a Formica island, and just put a tea towel beside it and thought, oh, this is awesome. I can style. So, way
and it's hard. You've come a long way, baby.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, that picture's still up there. And I'm really proud of it because you've got to start somewhere. And that's your first, you know, one of my first attempts. And obviously, 7 years later, just by, you know, looking at pictures and trial and error, I've learned so much. And these are things that we can impart to our listeners, that they don't have to spend 7 years learning. And if you're a decor and home decor enthusiast, maybe you can get some good tips from us because we have learned by the school of hard knocks.
That's right. I don't think they're going to, I think they can pick up and use some of these tips, things that we've learned from doing this every day. And really, maybe it's not just about blogging, but the fact that we've done this every day, we've decorated every day, we've written about decorating every day, photographed it, and it's all really helped to make us a better decorator. And so what percent of what you know about decorating has been learned during your time of blogging, Yvonne?
I would say, well, I've always been interested in decorating. Before Pinterest, I cut out my magazines were all cut apart.
Me
I
too.
Saved everything because I love that. But I would say I've learned like 70% of what I know.
That's
now.
You know, the same for me. I would say 70%. How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, I was going to say 50, but maybe even 70%. Mm-hmm. And it's also, being immersed in this world where you're seeing all of these different styles, and it might push your envelope a little bit further because you see something someone else tried, and then you try it in your own home, and you might really have success with it. I think we've definitely, I mean, I'm going to go back and look at the baked oatmeal. I have
to. You have to.
But I'm sure it was beautiful.
And really,
I'm sure it was yummy.
Just Google Stone Gable blog baked oatmeal, and that beautiful picture will come right up.
How do you make baked oatmeal look good, too? I mean, I love steel-cut oats, but, you know, they don't look appetizing, let's face it.
Okay, then look at pumpkin spice baked oatmeal that I did last year.
That would fantastic. Be fun to put that and in the show notes. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
You'll see the difference.
Yeah, do a side-by-side.
But it's a good lesson in the learning curve of decorating.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So my first lesson that I've learned, and I think this is really key for me, is the importance of photographing your room. Because we're bloggers, we're always photographing our rooms. But I didn't realize until I started blogging how critical that step is in helping me improve. Because I've noticed when I walk in a room, I can convince myself it looks okay, even when it doesn't. But once I have it photographed and up on my computer, it's hard to ignore the problems in the room. They just seem to be so blatant. I mean, for example, I had a room one time that had a green paint that looked great in the 90s, but, you know, not so much now. And I thought, oh, it looks okay. I'd been used to seeing it forever. But when I finally photographed it, I just thought, I cannot keep that color on the wall anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that's true of a lot of things. Even if someone snaps a photo of you and you're thinking, I'm looking pretty good today. You're like, whoa, maybe we should change the lighting.
I just had an experience about photography. Right now I have broken my ankle, so I'm in a cast and I can't bear any weight on it. And I'm getting around the house with a wheelchair for another 1 week and 5 days. I'm like so excited.
But who's counting?
Yeah, this is coming off. But my husband, Bobby, helped me style a room that I had to photograph for a company. And I'm saying, oh, Bob, there's a little wrinkle in the rug there. And oh, honey, can you, that book just isn't so. And after about the 30th thing, I've asked him to make the tattiest bit adjustment on. He sort of looked up and goes, you do this every day.
See, the thought of me having to say that to my husband, I mean, just shoot me now, because that would, like, our marriage would not last with that going
well,
on.
Well, you know, when you're in a wheelchair looking pathetic, it goes a long way.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, I knew that the lens would pick everything up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, have you not tried ironing in Photoshop?
No. Well, I don't do, I'm taking a lesson in Photoshop.
Okay, you guys are going too deep into blogger territory.
But okay, this is to say that a picture, you are so right, Anita, she will show you what looks misplaced that your eye can't catch, the mm-hmm. lens mm-hmm. will. And,
yes.
You know, I'm going to go on and give another tip, and it's a little bit connected to this. Like I said before, I love magazines. I'm, like, addicted to Pinterest. I love blogs. I love to look at pretty rooms. And how I first started learning about decorating, and I didn't necessarily know all the elements of design that go into it, I would just copy the pictures I saw. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'd see a beautiful room, man, I'd rip that out. And I might not be able to do the whole room, but I would be able to, like, I loved how the chair was positioned in the lamp and what they had on it. I had no idea what a vignette was.
Mm-hmm. And now you're the vignette queen.
I am. I think I love vignettes.
You have been crowned the queen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I wear that crown very proudly. But, you know, I think it's okay. And, you know, sometimes you have to give people permission. Mm-hmm. It is okay to copy. Mm-hmm. Because I used to take art classes, like in college, and I had a painting course, and you would paint, you'd reproduce the beautiful paintings that the masters have done. Mm-hmm. That's how you learn.
I think it's a great way to start. I agree.
It is. Or just if you, excuse me, if you see the full picture and think, oh, I'd love this, just take a little detail of it and reproduce it, and you'll start learning about it.
Great idea.
Those are really good points. Yeah, it's definitely okay to copy. Hey, that's why we're sharing, right? So people can copy a little bit and make the rest their own and incorporate that.
It's a great way to learn.
A thing that I have thought about more in detail since blogging and taking photos and decorating for my blog is the elements of design. So, you know, there's form and scale and color, texture, pattern, and light, or the six elements, really, of design, of what you would have in your room. If you think
impressive.
About it.
Sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
I'm impressed.
Me yes, too. Well, I got a law degree, but I had a minor in design, I guess. As Yvonne said, we learned design in the school
You
of
didn't
Harden.
Go to the Parsons School while you were in Manhattan,
No,
did
I
you?
Just walked by it a lot.
Okay. Okay.
I thought maybe I should be inside there. But you know, when you think about it that way, that's how you would decorate an entire room, or decorate even a vignette or a mantle or a small area. So if you think about incorporating all of those elements, when you do, something magical happens.
You're
and
right.
Mm-hmm. So I keep those in mind more, because as you said, when you look at it in a photograph, or then you put it up in your blog and you see it on your laptop, if you don't have all those elements working in there, sometimes it falls short of what you wanted.
Kelly, can I interrupt you for just a second?
Sure.
And that's an awesome thing, because even just what I was saying, copying a picture of something, you can even say, okay, what are the elements of design in this picture? Look how they do it, and then you know.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Excellent.
And then you practice it 1,000 times, right?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I've learned that I feel like has been so helpful in blogging is how to get a fresh look in my room is simply to move things from one room to the other. Because once I put something in a room before blogging, I would find a place for something, and that's where it would stay for a year. And now the things in my house stay in one place for maybe a day.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we're
yes.
always moving things around, but that's such a great way to get a fresh look. And it's amazing how you just pull things from different rooms and it just looks so fresh and lively. And you, all you did was shop your house. You didn't go buy anything.
Right,
just
and that
even
is
moving
almost
a picture, mm-hmm. something that easy will make another room look wonderful.
Yeah, and our hands are kind of forced in that, because we want to have a new picture for the blog, or you want to have a new picture for Instagram or something. So all your things become nomadic. Whereas
they're nomads.
Like if you were a person not doing that for their career or their personal enjoyment, then your stuff would sit there for, you know, maybe a year or the whole season or years. Mm-hmm. So move the stuff around, everybody.
Yeah, it's fun too. And I think that's how you really learn. As you're moving things, not only do you get a new look, but you're learning so much about design.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more with that. And I also think that it makes you more interested in your house.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you more aware of what's going on and feel good about your house, be happier about your house, find it's much more interesting to be in and look at when you move things around as well. Now, you don't want to fall into the honey, where did you put the blank, because where did my lamp go at the bedside table? Well, let me think, the last time I saw it, you know, that kind of thing. But people, I really agree with you. I think people put things in their home and they get it to look really nice, and then they go, oh, I don't want to touch it because I actually got it right.
I know. I think you just become afraid. You just feel like, I finally hit the jackpot, I can't move anything or it'll destroy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. You know, once you get it right, you can keep getting it right.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes. So once that's you learn how to do it, and you're willing to put in a little bit of time and take those 10 steps back and have a look at it and see and incorporate the elements of design in, you know, in your head, and then have them, you know, take on tangible form in your vignette or what have you, then you can just keep doing that. You know,
that's exactly right.
I always telling my daughters how to write essays, you know, and it seems like, oh, you know, you get this essay question, like, how am I going to answer that? And they're kind of all over the place, and they have their assistant. Once you learn what the format is, you know, your introduction, some paragraphs about your main topics, you know, and then support them, and then have a conclusion, then you can write an essay about anything at the drop of a hat. Well, I think it is for decorating as well. Once you understand what goes into a beautiful vignette or a beautifully decorated mantle, coffee table, dining table, something like that, once you've got it, then you know how to put it together again over and over and over.
You know,
and that's kind of where the fun comes in, and then you can get more creative.
there is a recipe of sorts. I like to, you know, call it a recipe, just what you're talking about. And just in cooking, you can, once you nail something, you can be more creative and exchange things and add things. And I think the same thing goes for decorating as well. Another tip I wanted to talk about was if you see a room that you really love, or you're in your room and you think, oh, I really nailed this, I got it right. Mm-hmm. We look at a room and our eye bounces off one thing from one thing to another. It bounces off surface to surface, different heights, and that's a wonderful thing. And when that happens, it's magic. So when you see that happening, you need to stop. And I want you to visually pull apart that room.
Good idea.
I don't want you to look at it as a whole, because that's what our eye wants to do. Mm-hmm. I want you to look at, how was that sofa positioned? Look at what's on it. Okay, let's pull apart the mm-hmm. pillows. How were they arranged? Of course, I want to say pillows. What sizes did they
use? You and your pillows, Yvonne.
I know, I'm telling you. What was the texture like of the pillows? Mm-hmm. Look at the coffee table. Where mm-hmm. was it positioned? What shape was it? What was on it? How were the things positioned? What were their textures? When you start pulling, visually pulling a room apart, it's amazing what you will learn. And you'll learn about the recipes that work well in many rooms, not just that room.
Great advice, Yvonne. Wow, I love that.
Yeah, the recipe. I love it. I love it. And just keep doing it. You know, it is no accident or mystery that, you know, baked oatmeal, everybody's got a baked oatmeal who's turned into an incredibly successful, beautiful blogger. Mm-hmm. All of our friends in the blogging community will say, oh my gosh, my first pictures are, oh my gosh, you should have seen that. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a mantle and I put a candle on it and, you know, and a piece of fruit. And I thought, whoa, this is fabulous. You know, and that's where I started. But if you looked at, like, hopefully we can get that together on the show notes and show the progression of the baked mm-hmm. oatmeal. And mm-hmm. but every single blogger that we know so many, mm-hmm. you know, we've had this same conversation with them, how far they have come. And it's not because one day, you know, the sky opened up and just a bunch of great accessories fell in their yard or, you know,
perfectly
or
placed.
That they just, you know, they were struck by, you know, this, like, you know, the design gods touched them. No, they do it every day. Mm-hmm. And of
yes.
course, we're not suggesting that as listeners or for our readers on our blog or that, you know, you should quit your job and then start moving stuff around your house every day, or, you know, don't pick up your kids from school because you have to create a vignette. But you can do this, you know, on a more regular basis. And so just get more confidence, mm-hmm. get more creative. Mm-hmm. And as Yvonne said, learn that recipe mm-hmm. that works for you in your house and just keep replicating it in different areas. And you're going to nail this. And if you're not nailing it already, and maybe you are, and if you are or if you aren't, pop into the show notes and see our, grab our phone number and give us a call and let us know, you know, what your recipe is mm-hmm. or how you want to improve your recipe. And then we can maybe help you with that on the next episode.
That's a good idea. And Kelly, I call that playing. That, you know,
me too.
It's not work. Yeah. You know, if I've got something that I look at it, and I'm a great one to, like, arrange something, turn my back, walk away, and then turn around to look at it again. It mm-hmm. just works for me. That's something that works for me. Where I cock my head to one side, and that works for me. It sort of resets my mind to take in the new things that my eyes are seeing. But, you know, you just play with that. You can't do it once and be done. You really want to go over and over and play and mm-hmm. use different elements. And to me, that's really fun. Because I want to see how I can improve it, how I can tweak it. But you are so, so right. The more you practice and do something, the more you become, mm-hmm. actually, I think you become more creative as well. You become creative, and really you become more at home with what you're doing. It's mm-hmm. more comfortable.
I think the whole theme of today really is the more you do something, the more you're going to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the overarching theme here, because mm-hmm. really that's kind of, we've learned a lot by doing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I feel like I've really finally understand now at a deeper level is that one of the first steps is to define your style. If you don't know where you're going, then how are you going to know when you get there? I mean, how are you going to have
deep
a cohesive
thoughts.
Look? No, it's not deep. But the point is, no, trust me, it's not deep. So, but, you know, how can you, if you want a room to look pulled together, you've got to have an overarching look that you're going for. And I'm not talking about a duck theme or a hunting theme or a, you know, this or that theme. I'm talking about just kind of defining what your style is, and then does something go with that style or not? Because there's some styles that are really not very compatible. Whereas now, if you add French, my personal belief is French goes with every style.
Well, mon ami, ooh la la, that interesting.
That's like the one exception.
A little dose of something will work, a big dose will not.
Yes, well, I mean, everything looks better with a French chair, pretty much. That's my opinion.
Well, I'm going to start sitting on French chairs only.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them don't sit on them. Some of them are just for looks.
I think this flows nicely in. You did a beautiful segue for me, because I have a huge decorating problem. I love too much.
Yeah.
I love too many styles.
Doesn't that sound like Yvonne? She just loves too much.
She's a lover.
I do. I love, you know, bohemian and modern and farmhouse. And I don't think there's a style that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe heavy grunge. I'm not into that.
I don't even know what that looks like.
But I love too many styles. And this is sort of a don't. And when you're decorating, it's fine to love all these styles. I mean, I wish I had, like I said, I think I said in a previous podcast, I wish I had 12 homes. I'd decorate, you know, coastal and do all different styles.
I think that's why it's fun to have clients. You can decorate it and then move on, but you're not paying the light bill.
That's exactly right. Or you're not bringing it to your home. But here's the issue. Know your style, but you can love a lot. You just can't put it all in your house.
Exactly. Because it's going to look funny.
And I think so many people make that mistake because they'll see something, I love this. And it looks great in the store, but when you get home, it really does not work with your style. So this is a don't. You can love many things, but don't put everything or every style into your home.
Don't bring it all home.
Right, exactly.
Another tip is lighting. We've talked about my favorite pink light bulbs, and I know later on in some other future episodes we're going to talk specifically about lighting, but natural lighting is something that we have all learned to embrace as bloggers, because it makes your pictures look so much better, and therefore it makes everything look so much better. So pull back the curtains, pull up the blinds, let the sun shine in, let the natural light stream into your room. And I think that might give you a different perspective on what you've got going on in the room. And use lighting as like another element in the room. So
I think people forget that, Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, I have my shades drawn right now in one of my rooms because they're having work done at the house next door, and they don't have anything on their windows anymore, and they used to have all these heavy drapes, and I was like, oh, hello, because I usually like to have mine all open. And boy, it makes a big difference in my room. I can't wait till they put their draperies back up.
I bet. Well, you know, that's an awful lot of good tips today, but maybe our listeners didn't pick it all up. So you will find all these tips in the show notes, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com or on any of our blogs.
So remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there, if you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.